15, this is Houston.
Houston 15, go ahead.
A couple of special notes on the hardware. First of all, on the system's test meter, we don't fully understand why that switch did funny things for us, and we have fairly extensive test going on down here still trying to understand it. And we suggest that you leave the meter in the 5B position until we do get some handle on what happened there.
Okay, Carl, we copy that.
Okay, and I just heard the word that if you really need it, go ahead and use it, but if you don't have a strong reason for moving it, leave it as it is. And on we're observing the radiator temperature occasionally cycling above 80 degrees. This is out of limits, and we don't really have a good solution for this at the present time. We could think about turning on the evaporator, but that would foul up the mass spectrometer, and we'd rather not do that. The only thing that it's that the high temperature would be bothering are the IMU pipas, and since the temperature is cycling up and down, cools off on the back side of the moon, or on the dark side of the moon, we think there's no imminent danger to that system. So our feeling on that is to leave the system as it is.
Okay, we understand. Houston, this is 15 with some onboard readouts for you and PRDs.
Go ahead, 15.
Roger, BAT-C is 37, PARO, A and B are both 37.5, RCS 83, 82, 82, and 83, the PRD readings 23072, 25014, and 08016.
Roger 15, now we copy all that.
Roger. Houston, this is 15. The ion source is off, and we're standing by for your word.
We copy 15. Stand by. 15, this is Houston. Let's continue standing by on that ion source switch. We'd like to get all the way into attitude before we go into the on position.
Roger.